After a long winter, spring has finally arrived in northern New York. The ice has left the lakes. Loons and herons are returning to their nest. This week, North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann ventured out in his kayak, visiting Valcour Island on Lake Champlain. He sent this audio postcard.
As I set off, the water is gray and flat as slate, and so cold that a touch makes me draw back my hand like a hot stove. This passage was frozen solid just a couple of weeks ago. Today, finally, the air is warm and calm. I paddle due east, and my first bearing is the old lighthouse on Valcour Island. The stone tower, built in the 1870s, looks sort of lonely against the tall pines and the pale limestone bluffs. The rest of the island's 1,100 acres are completely wild, a protected chunk of New York's Adirondack Park. As I skim through the first channels of rock, birds are everywhere, ducks and herons. Up on one of the crags, there's a jumble of sticks. It's a nest filled with freshly hatched ravens. The mama raven flaps away, looking indignant. These empty coves were famous once. In 1776, Benedict Arnold threw together a clumsy fleet of ships and ambushed the British Navy here. His cannons did enough damage that the British turned back, delaying their invasion of the colonies by half a year. It's hard to imagine those booming cannons and burning ships. Today, it's just a lone speedboat far out on the lake and a few last scraps of winter. Mounds of ice shelve into the lake, tinkling like Christmas ornaments. A kayak can feel a little claustrophobic. You sort of wear the boat like a big pair of bell-bottom jeans. The water crowds close, near enough that I can touch it with my elbow. But as the day slips past, I relax and let the waves nudge me around the island. I glide through watery canyons of rock, so tight that snowmelt drips over my bow. A few weeks from now, a new sort of invasion will hit Valcour Island. Fleets of speedboats and party barges camp out along the shore. The smell of barbecue and suntan lotion will edge out the scent of pine and wet rock. But today, it's just the loons and the ducks and the slow rhythm of my paddle. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.